Moving on with the news, an Arab League delegation has wrapped up its one-day visit to Lebanon, pledging to help the country with its Syrian refugees and security problems. Kuwaiti Foreign Minister Sheikh Khaled Al-Hamad Al-Sabah, who currently chairs the Arab League Council, met with the Lebanese Prime Minister, Foreign Minister, and Parliament Speaker. Sabah said that both the Arab Summit in Kuwait and the Arab Ministerial Councils concluded with decisions to support Lebanon's defense abilities, its counterterrorism efforts, and ease the burden of Syrian refugees. Obviously an important summit, of which Ali Wesco, correspondent, joins us from Beirut to give us some of the highlights. Ali, over to you.
This visit actually was pre-planned before, of course, before the attack which took place in the northern city of Tripoli. But the fact that this attack took place possibly gave the visit more of a spotlight or some more importance. Lebanon, as you know, is probably one of the biggest countries suffering from the Syrian spillover. Lebanon has the highest number of refugees amongst all neighboring countries, refugees from Syria. In addition to the fact that if you put Iraq aside, Lebanon is the country which is probably most affected security-wise, as we saw recently with the latest Tripoli attacks, like I mentioned. So indeed, there does appear to be a show of support, not just by the Arab League, but indeed recently we had the deputy of Ban Ki-moon in Lebanon. We've had the Russian officials visit, and there does seem to be an intent to preserve security in Lebanon one way or another. It is important to note here that Kuwait itself recently reopened an embassy, the Syrian embassy in Kuwait, which is an unprecedented step. So that makes one wonder whether or not now there is a change of heart Arab-wise, because Nabil Al Arabi, the Secretary General of the Arab League, said in a press conference today that all sides in the Syrian conflict are now exhausted. So we have to wait and see, is all of this activity, is this a prelude maybe regarding changing course or an about face vis-a-vis the conflict in Syria and the necessity to put an end to that conflict?
Well, let me ask you then your question. Is there a change of heart Arab-wise?
Well, if you set Saudi Arabia aside vis-a-vis Syria, there does appear to be a change of heart. If you, for example, point to Kuwait, as we mentioned, Jordan is another country which is extremely concerned about the spillover, especially because Jordan, from the beginning, even before the Syrian crisis, did have a Salafi extremist problem, Al-Qaeda problem. We know that Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the former head of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, was a Jordanian national. In addition to other countries, also we have an important development, which is Saudi Arabia reopening its embassy in Baghdad soon. That is also something important, but I think the real question is, is there going to be a Saudi Arabian about face regarding Syria? Because up until now, that remains a vital issue, and I myself have not seen evidence as of yet which says that Saudi Arabia will definitely turn around and abandon its demand regarding the necessity for President Bashar al-Assad to step down and be replaced.
Very well. We're going to leave it there. Thank you very much, Ali Risk, a correspondent there from Beirut.